I remember when I met you. Seems like only yesterday. You were the one I'd always search for, and on love's wings we flew away. And every moment you are in my heart, the more I want you near. And we just keep getting closer. After all these years, after all these years, I still love to hear your name. After all these years, your faithfulness is still the same. Lord, you've been with me in times of laughter, and you've wiped away my bitter tears. And I love you, Lord, I love you even more after all these years. Looking back on all we've been through, I still don't regret a mile. There were times when it was just me and you in the midst of the fiery trials, and I wonder if I'd make it. Oh, but you were there, and you calmed my fear, and my love keeps growing stronger. After all these years, after all these years, I still love to hear your name. After all these years, your faithfulness is still the same. Lord, you've been with me in times of laughter, and you've wiped away my bitter tears. And I love you, Lord, I love you even more after all these years. Lord, you've been with me in times of laughter, and you've wiped away my bitter tears. And I love you, Lord, I love you even more after all these years.
Thank you, Brother Milburn Jr. And today we want to be looking in the scriptures to 1 Timothy chapter 6 for our message today. So turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to be talking about the right kind of life, the right kind of life. Paul is writing to a young pastor by the name of Timothy, giving him instructions. And we want to pick up at verse 6 and read through verse 12. Follow me as I read. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. May God bless the reading of his word. Holy Father, thank you for the precious and wonderful word of God, and for the instructions in righteousness to tell us how we are to live our life as followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Speak to our hearts clearly, O God. Challenge our hearts, O God. Call some soul, O God, to be drawn to the Savior, and challenge each believer to be surrendered to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray these things in our Savior's name. Amen and amen. What do you want to be known for? Think about it today. What do you really want to be known for? So many people are living their lives seeking something to make them happy or fulfilled. Just searching everywhere. Look at our colleges today, filled with people wanting to better themselves. I'll get me an education, I'll get me a good paying job, and I'll just enjoy life. Well, that's their thinking. I remember many years ago, we enrolled in the little community college here in town, and thousands of people were taking classes, and they were having Bible classes out there. And you know, they had to stop having Bible classes because although there was thousands of people going to the community college, there was not even enough to hold Bible classes. Isn't that pitiful? And that was some years ago, folks. Yeah, people is not interested in the Word of God. It's quite apparent. Yeah. Remember, folks, we were all made for God. Seems like people just don't seem to connect to that. That we were all made for God. God made us for Himself. And a person is never satisfied apart from God. They're never satisfied. And our country today has forgotten God, and it's quite obvious with all the sin, the hate, the division, and the anger that's in our country today. Our country has fallen apart right before our eyes, folks. And it doesn't seem that anybody cares too much. And some seem to want it to fall apart by the way they conduct themselves. And our politicians with the laws that they're making. The Apostle Paul tells us that a godly life, however, will give a person meaning and purpose. Yes, as I said, God made man for himself, every one of us. And every one of us have a need for God, and we'll never be satisfied till we have God in our hearts, controlling our lives. Now that's a truth. That's a Bible truth, folks. Paul wrote and said to Timothy, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Think about that. Godliness with contentment is great gain. You know, our churches are supposed to be producing godly people. Let me ask you a question today, and think about it seriously. Do you know any godly people? I'm talking about godly people. I'm not talking about religious people. Do you know any godly people? I bet they're kind of few, don't you suppose they're kind of few? Yeah. Too many of our churches today are just religious centers, entertainment centers, program centers, something to get people to go there and participate. But we need Bible churches. We need churches that's preaching and teaching the Word of God, folks. That's what church is supposed to be about. Teaching and preaching the Word of God, instructing people in righteousness, how to live godly, how to live a life to please God. Instead, our churches, too many, are having activities to please the people, right? To please the people. If you don't please the people, I'm not going to go. Think about it. Actually, that's the kind of church the Laodicean church of Revelation chapter 3 was about. A people-pleasing church. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Are you satisfied with what God has given you in life? Really? Are you really satisfied? Are you content living for the Lord Jesus Christ, loving him, serving him? Well, the Bible tells us to be content with such things as you have. Now, I know the Bible teaches us we're to use our talents and we're to work. Yes, we're to be productive people. I understand all of that. But yet and still, are you satisfied the way God is blessing you? Do you realize it's the hand of God that's blessing you, sustaining you? Or think about the people today that today is the last day of their life, and many of them are young. Yeah, you heard about Friday, that busload of young people going to a hockey game, teenagers that was involved in this awful wreck, and all those teenagers that was killed in that wreck, 14 or 15 or so, and many mangled up. Yeah, young people, nothing wrong with them health-wise, but they're dead today. We have no promise of tomorrow. We better be living for the Lord today, folks. We better be following after righteousness today. We better be satisfied serving God today. If we're wise, if we're wise, be content with such things as you have. These people today, they're doing their best. They're working theirself. They're conniving. They're planning. They're doing all they can to get more and leaving God out of their life. That's the point I want to make. They're leaving God out of their life while they're trying to get hold of things in this life. And they're not going to take a single thing with them when they leave this life. Yeah, I went to a funeral the other day. Yeah. In fact, I was at one yesterday and I was at one the other day. Nobody took anything with them, folks. Nobody took anything. They left everything they had behind. And The Bible says, be content with what God has given to you, and take what God has given to you and live for the Lord. Love the Lord and serve the Lord and enjoy the Lord, and you'll find contentment in your heart and in your life. You really will. You really will. Well, we need to learn to be godly people, in love with the Lord, wanting to serve the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, then we'd be content. We'd be satisfied. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:13, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a promise to God's people. That no matter where you're at, no matter what's going on in life, if you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, the Lord is with you. He'll never leave you. No matter what the circumstances is, he's always with you. He's always with us. The Lord is always with those that belong to him. Boy, that's one of the great truths in the Word of God that we can rest in and enjoy, knowing I'm the Lord's and he is mine. Amen. And no matter what may happen, if my life was to end today, I'd just get promoted. Amen. I'd be out of a sin-sick world, and I'd be in the presence of a loving Savior and God. Yeah. Yeah. So we need to learn to trust him, church. We need to learn to love him and serve him and obey him. You remember that old song? I just love that old hymn. It's a standard. Trust and obey. Boy, there's no other way. The only way to please the Lord is to trust and obey. That's the teaching of the scriptures, just as that song says. Paul went on and he said to Timothy, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can take anything with us, folks. We can take nothing with us. You've seen a newborn baby come into the world? You know, it don't even have any clothes on when it comes into the world. It don't have anything. Oh, it'll come in crying. Yeah. But that's it. It don't have anything. And folks, you know what? Somebody will have to clothe your body when they lay you in the coffin. Yeah. Yeah. Because, folks, we brought nothing into the world. We're going to take nothing. As I've already said, when we leave this world. Have you ever seen anyone leave the world and take anything with them? You go to their room or their home, and you'll find all their possessions are still there, folks. They're all still left there. I remember old Lester Roloff used to say when he was preaching many years ago, he said, I've never seen anybody with a U-Haul trailer behind them taking their possessions with them to the graveyard. No. Everything's left behind. A lot of time people fighting over it, amen? Yeah. We'll leave everything we've accumulated, everything we have struggled to get, everything we've contended to have, we're going to leave it behind. And, folks, the right kind of life to live is a life that's content with God has given, what God has given to us, and use our life to promote Jesus Christ, to exalt Jesus Christ, living godly in this present evil world. And brother, is it an evil world? I look at the news on the internet, go to Fox News, for example, and look on the web page there, and the headlines of all the sin, the wickedness, the evil that's in the headlines. I mean all down the front page of that web page. Bad news about terrible things going on in the world. Terrible things. Sin splashed all over the web page. People living without God and not even realizing they're living without any hope. Isn't that sad? Yeah, it's sad. Not only will they leave everything behind when they leave this world, but at the judgment, think about this, at the judgment they will answer as to how they got everything they had and then how they used it. Think about it. Yeah, you're going to answer. I'm going to answer how I got what I got and how I've used what I've got. Yeah. We're not going to stand before God at the judgment as Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. Did you know that? Did you know that? Oh, there's so much pride in this world today. Oh, people are just busting out with pride. Look at me. Look at who I am. My wealth, my position, my standing in society. Hey, well, you're not, and I'm not going to stand before the Lord as a Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so. You know what? If we're saved, we're going to stand before the Lord as a saved sinner. Amen? A saved sinner that's been made a child of God by the grace of God and by not anything we've done. Not anything we've done, folks. Yeah. We're going to be accountable to our Creator. We're going to give an account as how we lived in God's world. How have I lived in God's world? This is God's world we're living in. It's not our world. God made this world for His purposes. And He put us here to serve Him, to love Him, to know Him, to bring glory to His name, folks. We're going to answer, how have we did that? How we did that? Yeah. God wants us to be productive while we're here. Yeah, He give us talents to use. He give us abilities. He gives us opportunities. And He wants to bless us as we live for Him. And He will bless us. And you remember this now, in this world, God can bless us here. And if we live right, when we get to heaven at the judgment, He can reward us. Bless us in this life, reward us when we get to the judgment, if we have obeyed Him and pleased Him with the life that He gave us here, folks. The Bible says, Paul said to Timothy, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Oh, the scenes on TV of people that starving in some of these third world countries. People with no food, no or little clothing, folks. And look at us today. Oh, you go down the highways today, and people have yard sales and nice clothes hanging out. Want to get rid of them. Want to get rid of those nice clothes. Sell them to somebody so I can go get me some new ones. Some new ones. I'm tired of them. I wore that two or three times. I want something different. Boy, aren't we something, folks? Aren't we something? Boy. Paul said, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. We need to learn to be satisfied with the way God blesses us. Yeah. Because God blesses us all in different manners. Some people he gives a whole lot of riches and opportunity. Others he doesn't. But he has a reason why he does that, folks. And you think about this. The more riches one has, the more opportunity one has, when they stand before the Lord, they got more to answer for. Did you know that? Did you know that? It's going to be a sober day then, when they've had a lot of this world's goods and maybe they didn't use it for the glory of God, but for their selfish purposes. Think about that. Think about that. I was raised on a tenant farm and life was simple. We worked hard. Yeah, we worked hard. Oh, I know what hard work is. And it's good for us to work. God said to work 6 days a week, amen? And go to church on Sunday. Too many people today, they want to work 4 or 5 days a week and go to the beach on Sunday, go to the mountains on Sunday, go to Disney World or somewhere. Yeah. Boy, it's going to be a sad day one day on Judgment Day, folks. God's telling us how to live. We better learn to listen to the Lord, because you'll be a wise person if you listen to the Lord. Our lives would be richer and pleasant if we'd only learn to live like God is telling us how to live. God is wanting us to have the best life. God wants us to have the best. God is for us. He's not against us. He's trying to help us. But we're so stubborn, rebellious. Yeah. But God would bless us, and we'd be satisfied. We'd listen. We'd listen, folks. We just surrender to the Lord. Folks, our hearts are so deceitful. That's one thing we need to all learn, how deceitful our heart is. How stubborn, rebellious. And the Bible over and over tells us to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Confess our sins. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to us, folks. Yes, God wants the best for us. And the best for us, living for Jesus. Living for Jesus, the Savior, the one who forgives us of all of our sins. Think about that. He forgives us of all of our sins. He makes us a new person. He makes us able so we can know God and love God and serve God and one day go live with God. Boy, and I'll tell you what. In heaven, it's going to be something, folks. Boy, it's going to be better than any Caribbean cruise that people's going on today, amen? Yeah, it's going to be better than that, folks. Yeah, how many people today want to be rich and famous? Oh, how often do I hear somebody say, I wish I could win the lottery? Oh, the people win the lottery often it wrecks their lives, folks. I've read reports about very few people are blessed by winning the lottery, folks. It creates a lot of problems. Yeah, a woman won it recently, and she's seeking for nobody to know who won it because she knows it created a lot of problems if people found out she had all that those millions of dollars, folks. Oh, how many people want to be rich, famous, or in some powerful positions. But how many people have no interest in God's word? How many have no interest in the Savior? How many have no interest in living for the Lord? You know what Jesus said? Think about this. It's so sad. The Lord has already said, only a few people are going to go to heaven, folks. Only a few people are going to go. Are you going to go? Are you going to go? You know, you're not going to go into heaven according to the Lord unless you repent of sin and trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, folks. You're not going to go to heaven. unless you meet God's condition. Think about it. Think about it. Yeah. You know, we all are important. Everybody in this world is important because everybody was made in the image of God. Everybody was made in the image of God. That makes us very important, don't it? Yeah. And you're so important that God sent His only Son into this world to rescue your sin-sick soul? To pay for all of your sins? So you could live in heaven forever. God has already did that. God has did everything that's necessary for you to live in heaven forever. And all that's required of you is to repent of your sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll become a new person with a new interest. And one day you will live in glory forever, shouting the praises of God, folks. God is telling us how to live because He loves us and He cares for us. And He don't want anybody to miss heaven and go to that awful place called hell, folks. If you miss heaven, it won't be God's fault because Jesus paid for your sin. Jesus has already paid for all your sin. But if you don't repent of sin and trust Him as your Savior, you'll miss heaven. You can't blame God. And the devil is working overtime to get just as many people as he possibly can, folks. Paul said to Timothy, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Pleasure, sex, materialism, drugs are luring many people away from the Savior, folks. Yeah. What about you? What about you, folks, sitting out here today? What about you? What's keeping you away from the Lord? What's keeping you from obeying God, serving Christ like you should be? Yeah. Too often, money, position, cause people to forget God. Forget God. They're so going after getting more money, getting in a higher position, they forget about God. Better not forget about God. Boy, that'll be a dangerous thing. That'd be a tragedy to forget about God. Satan is deceiving people into thinking they can make it on their own. Boy, I just want to get what I can get, and then I can just have it made. No, you won't have it made till you get saved. You won't have it made till you get saved. Saved by the grace of God. And then get to serving God, knowing God, loving God, and living the right kind of life that the Apostle Paul is telling us about, folks. Yeah. "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they've erred from the faith, pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Money is not evil. There's nothing wrong with money. It's the love of money that people pursue rather than the Lord Jesus Christ. People's pursuing money rather than Jesus. That's where it gets wrong. That's where it gets wrong. Some people will do anything for money. People have killed people for money. Yeah. People will betray a friend for money. They'll run over people for money. They'll connive on the job to get a higher paying job rather than their fellow worker. Yeah. Money is a god to many people that controls them. Yeah. You know what's behind it? The devil. The devil's deceiving people. They think with money I'll be more important. You're not going to be more important. No, you're just going to be more accountable to God. Oh, it's going to be a sad day. Oh, Judgment Day, people's going to wish they had took a different road in life, folks. Yeah. Yeah. You remember this, there's no money in hell. Remember this. There's no partying going on in hell, folks. There's nobody laughing in hell. Nobody's got any friends in hell. No fun there, folks. But the Bible says that in heaven, there are pleasures forevermore. Think about that. You know, people wants pleasure. Oh, we want to have a good time. We want to just enjoy life. We want to have a party. Let me tell you something. The pleasures are going to be in heaven forevermore. There's not going to be one pleasure in hell. Not one. But they'll be in heaven forever. You want to enjoy pleasure? Get on the road to heaven. Loving Jesus, serving Jesus. And you'll never, ever regret it. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, Paul said. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Boy, read that verse 11 in your Bible and underline that verse. Flee these things, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Listen to this admonition of Paul. This is the kind of life God wants for me and you. He's telling us clearly where to focus our lives in order to please God and for us to have the best life. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Folks, our country has departed from righteousness, hadn't it? We've legalized sin. Our politicians have legalized sin. All kinds of sin. Liquor, gambling, gay marriages, taking prayer and the Bible out of the public schools. They've legalized killing babies in their mother's womb, folks. And on this list goes of legalized sin. No wonder our country has so many problems today. No wonder there's so much anger and hate and bitterness and division in our country today. Sin is ruining us, folks, as a nation of people. And we know better. We got the Word of God. And we ignore it. We don't listen to it. And we're challenged to follow after godliness, being godly, living by faith, loving our neighbors, being patient, waiting on the Lord, being meek. Jesus said, I'm meek and lowly in heart. And he's the one we're to follow after. Fight the good fight of faith, the Bible says. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We're to fight the good fight of faith. Being a Christian is not an easy thing. We got to fight the devil every day, folks. We got to fight the devil because he hates us Christians. He wants us to be a Christian that's living defeated. Someone the Lord can't use. Someone that's not impressing anybody else to live for the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on to eternal life. We've been given eternal life, folks. A man called me the other day on the telephone trying to sell me insurance. I said, I don't need insurance. I've already got eternal life. Amen. I've already got eternal life. I'm going to live forever. Praise the Lord. Yes, the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Boy, what a great verse of scripture. You can't please God apart from faith. You got to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to be living by faith. Living by this old book I have here, the Word of God. We got to live by faith. Live by what it teaches. following after righteousness and godliness and faith and love and patience and meekness. That's the kind of life we're to live. That's the kind of life. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." John 10:27-29. Boy, what a great scripture. The Lord knows every one of those that has been saved and that belongs to Him, folks. He knows them. And those that are His are following Him. They're following Him. Are you following Jesus? Are you really following Jesus? Have you been given eternal life so you won't ever perish? Yeah, if you have been born again, you're one of God's little sheep, one of His little lambs. And He says, you won't ever perish. Boy, what a great comfort to know that. I'm going to live forever. I'm safe. I'm secure. I'm in the hand of the Lord. And Jesus is in the hand of God. We're double secure. Amen. Yeah. In John 17:3, Jesus in His high priestly prayer said, "This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." Yes, there's only one true God. And we only know God through Jesus Christ, who is the Savior, who paid for our sin. And when we accept Christ as our Savior, then God will accept us. He won't accept anybody till they accept His Son. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Have you asked Him to be your Savior? Have you turned from sin to following Jesus Christ, serving the Lord, loving the Lord, growing in the Lord? Are you living righteous, godly, living by faith, in love with the Lord? Are you following after Him, my listeners today, my people today? Listen, John 1:5-13 says, "These things I've written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." Listen, church, "that ye may know you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Boy, that's a great scripture. Mark that in your Bible. Make sure it's marked, highlighted, because it's such a great verse. The Word of God has been written so you can believe on the name of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you can know you have eternal life. God says, if you accept my Son as your Savior, you can know you're saved forever. Yeah. And God says, you can believe on my Son, because in my Son is salvation. And I challenge all of you today, trust Christ. If you don't know the Lord today, today's the day of salvation. We invite you to the Savior. Come to the altar. Come ask Him for forgiveness. Come ask Him for salvation. Come calling on the Lord for the needs of your life today. God will bless you. And may God speak to heart. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for telling us the kind of life you want us to live. In your word, it's clearly written for us to know about how to live for the Lord. Bless each one. Meet the need of every heart and every life. We'll thank you, love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May God bless each one of you.